Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today we're diving into something super important, especially in this crazy world we live in. Building mental toughness. Ever felt like you were getting tossed around by life's little storms? You know that feeling when things get tough and your mind starts racing, doubts creeping in? Well, guess what? We all feel that way sometimes. But the good news is, we can absolutely learn to weather those storms with more resilience and inner strength. Think of mental toughness like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. And just like any muscle, it needs consistent effort and the right techniques to really pack on that power. So today, I'm sharing 5 key takeaways that will help you build your own mental fortress. First up, embrace discomfort. This one might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. Life is full of challenges, both big and small. The more we shy away from discomfort, the weaker our mental muscles become. But when we face those uncomfortable situations head on, we actually build resilience. It's like taking a hot shower. It feels pretty good at first, but you know that push past the initial shock is what makes it truly refreshing. Next, practice self-awareness. How many times have we reacted impulsively, said something we regret, or made decisions based on fleeting emotions? Not exactly our proudest moments, right? That's where self-awareness comes in. The more aware we are of our thoughts, feelings, and triggers, the better equipped we are to make conscious choices that align with our values. Think of it like being a detective, investigating your own mind. You start noticing patterns, understanding your motivations, and ultimately gaining control over your reactions instead of letting them control you. Third, cultivate a growth mindset. This means viewing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than threats to our ego. Remember that time you failed at something? Maybe it was a presentation, a sport, or even just a simple task. Instead of dwelling on the setback, what if you saw it as a chance to learn and improve? That's the power of a growth mindset. It allows us to bounce back from adversity stronger than before. Fourth, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in our lives can make a world of difference. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, our mindset shifts from scarcity to abundance. It's like adding a dose of sunshine to your day, no matter how great things might seem. And finally, build supportive connections. We're social creatures, hardwired for connection. Surrounding ourselves with positive, encouraging people who uplift us and challenge us to be our best selves is essential for building mental toughness. Think of these relationships as you're in a circle, your squad of cheerleaders who have your back no matter what. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a big presentation at work, your heart's racing, palms are sweaty, and suddenly the room feels like it's closing in on you. That feeling of anxiety? We've all been there. But here's where mental toughness kicks in. You take a deep breath, remember the self-awareness techniques we talked about, and focus on your message. You visualize success, channel your gratitude for this opportunity, and lean on the support of your colleagues who are cheering you on from the audience. Even if there are hiccups along the way, that inner strength allows you to keep going, deliver your best, and ultimately, come out stronger on the other side. That's what building mental toughness is all about, equipping ourselves with the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and confidence. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing those powerful techniques. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you found these insights helpful and inspiring. To take things further, why not try journaling about one key takeaway that resonated with you? Share it in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button and leave a review to help others discover the Stoic Life. Until next time, keep striving for calm confidence, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.